For Jesus, he deserves it. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the I am that I am. He's the reason why we have gathered. Honor to him in Jesus' name. Let's say a word of prayer. Father, we want to say thank you. We bow before you to acknowledge your presence. Your word has come with power, and we know we are free from every deception of Satan in Jesus' name. At this session, as we go on, please teach us, lead us, guide us. Let it be that at the end, indeed, you will be in our boat in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, have your way. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. I would like to sing a song. You can sing along if you know it. I put my hands in your hands, oh Lord. I put my hands in your hands, oh Lord. I put my hands in your hands, oh Lord. I cannot fear, for Jesus' name. I put my life in your hands, oh. I put my life in your hands, oh Lord. I put my life in your hands, oh Lord. I shall not fail, for Jesus never fail. Oh, I shall not fail, for Jesus never fail. And we will not fail in Jesus' name. God bless you. Please be seated. I came in and the utterances and the unction of the word of God that I met further charged my own spirit that the Lord is here to feed us, and he has been feeding us, and you will go back full in Jesus' name. Thank you for those words, sir. More grace in Jesus' name. My pastor, thank you for forgiving my sins. Thank you for asking us to be here again. For the youth and the church, maybe you know. If you know, you know. The Lord bless you for wanting us here in Jesus' name. Quickly, as I've been instructed, we want to look at in this part and for the remaining of the year, carrying Jesus along in our boats in the second half of this year. And as I meditated on this subject, the burden the Lord has laid in my heart is to lay just few analysis of understanding that we should have. And I will be doing some simple definitions to trust God to breathe on them to bring the light of his word to our hearts. Carrying Jesus along in your boat in the second half. The first question that came to me is, where has been Jesus anyway? How do you come to the first half and you didn't carry Jesus? How have you lived thus far and you have not carried Jesus? So I'm assuming either two, many of us have carried Jesus. And if indeed that's your testimony, you will not lose him in Jesus' name. Amen. Say amen as if you have carried him. Amen. I say you will not lose Jesus in your boat in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, moving forward, the second thought that came is perhaps some of us actually have him in our boat, but he's sleeping. Yes, sir. We saw it in scripture that he slept in some people's boat. Yes, sir. And as he was sleeping, there arose what? A storm. So, they woke him with panic. They woke him without faith. They woke him with confusion. And that's our testimony many times.
We quickly wake Jesus by waking pastor in the middle of the night. Sir, omoyinio, what happened? I don't even know how he's doing. He's doing, So only the pastor who is carrying Jesus, say, put your hand on him. Father, whatever is causing that breathlessness, stop in the name of Jesus. Then you come and say, somebody, don't go and stop calling pastor. If you hear this one now, you say, somebody shout hallelujah, say hallelujah. Say, devil wanted to take my child, but thank God for pastor. Is it not a good testimony? But if pastor loves you, he will call you after. Say, mommy, lagbaja. Anytime devil is knocking the door of your house, you have the authority. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So in case any of that thing happen, have faith, have boldness, declare the word of God because you are a child of God. Authority, boldness is found for those who belong to Christ. You say, really? You say, pastor, can I? Me like this, say yes. Since you gave your life to Christ, Jesus entered into you. So I'm saying, if you are born again here, so I'm doing a little simple analysis of the gospel of Christ. What Jesus told Nicodemus, please, that this may sound, is it heretical now? When something is not truth, what is that? Erroneous, but there is heresy, right? I have come to know, sir, that when the truth has been hidden for a long time, when it comes out, it looks heretical. Is it really like that? So this I'm about to say may look like that, but look at it well. Nicodemus came to Jesus and said, sir, and I'm just doing this to let you know about carrying Jesus in your boat. And I said, ab initio, you ought to have carried him. You became a Christian because you carried Jesus. You became a child of God because God allowed Jesus to release his spirit into your heart. So Nicodemus said, Jesus, you have been doing miracles and you are teaching truth of the kingdom of God. We are hearing it and it looks so real. And you can't do these things if God is not with you. And then what did Jesus say? Who can help me? Huh? Say it with boldness. I say, I'm about to have boldness. Say it. You have to be born again. Daddy, I submit to you all along what I have learned and what you have taught us, all the pastors, is that what Jesus told Nicodemus is you must stop committing sin. But I went back to scriptures as a Bible student that Jesus did not primarily speak about committing sin or stop committing sin. I'm an advocate of simple gospel. Actually, we are doing a work. We call it simplegospel.tv. And by the grace of God, we have some mandate to sit with our fathers to ask them some deep questions that sermon and program will not allow them to teach. So that some of us coming can learn from their own secret life that brought about the glory and grace. Now, Jesus said, John chapter 3, you can confirm what I'm saying as I'm saying it. Except a man be born again, what can he not do? He cannot see. First, please follow scriptures. We have added to it, there is error. We remove from it, there is wahala. I will digress a little. They told Eve, God said we should not eat this fruit. When Eve was reporting to Satan, he said, God said we should not touch this fruit. No, it looks simple, sir. But that was the beginning of error. So Satan said, me, I touch it, nothing happened. So Eve touched, nothing happened. But if Eve touched and did not eat, is there any error? God did not say don't touch. But perhaps when Adam was giving the instruction, he said, I hereby command you, don't go near the tree. So till you even eat it. Okay. I told you I'm about simple gospel. All that we have learned, sometimes when the word of God is coming, as you are learning a new thing in the word of God, you are unlearning the things you have learned that has kept you in your spots. And then you are relearning certain things. So Nicodemus told, Jesus told Nicodemus, except ye be born again, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And when he now went further, he now later said, except you are born of the spirit and of the water, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Sir, I submit to you that what Jesus told Nicodemus here, and if you check that content, he was saying, Nicodemus, you are right to say that I must have been with God. I must be of God for me to do miracles and teach these things. And we can allude that from what he told the disciples that for you it has been given to do what? Know the mystery of the kingdom. So there are people, when they come to God, they begin to have access to the truth. Jesus came full of grace and truth. So the kingdom is about the truth. He said, I'm a witness of the truth. For this reason I have come. And that's another topic to relearn and unlearn. But this one, he said, except you are born by God. Now, let's change born again to another word. Let's put it in this context to see what Jesus was telling Nicodemus. Please, can you go back to verse 3, sir? Will I be right to say, Jesus answered and said unto him, and I'm sure many other versions put it like that, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born by God, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Is that scripture? Yes, sir. Am I in error? No. Okay. When you hear born again, please, can you stop thinking only, primarily? Stop committing sin. I'm bringing it to a level now. When you hear born again, let it be that you have heard God said, be born by me. When you are born of God, sir, you will stop sinning. But it is more than sinning, because you will possess the kingdom, explore the kingdom, manifest as sons of the kingdom. Hey, we were having except a man be born of God, he cannot see the kingdom of God. So Jesus just answered, if you are also born of God, you will do the things I'm doing. But did he not, is that not what he said later, that and this sign shall follow those who believe? In my name, they will do many things. He said the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but in what? Demonstration of the power of God. Everywhere they spoke, they were talking about the new thing, the new age, the possibilities in God. The new generation preachers will say the possibilities, what is obtainable. So, I'm laying that foundation to let us know that when you become a child of God, and indeed you know if you are one here under the sound of my voice, the Bible said the Spirit beareth witness. And in case you are not, it's not embarrassing. I was chief sinner. I plan sin. I look, scroll through my phone to know which of the girlfriends should I call. That was our life. But when the Spirit entered, There was anger and hatred for the things we loved before. Oh God. I spoke to one of my girlfriends. I said, I'm not doing it again. Say, you have been going to church these days. You have found another girl there. And I said, no, sincerely, I'm true. I was having cheap and free sex. Oh, sisters, hear that. In case you are making yourself available for that, you are a fool. I said, no. He said, I will not do return match. I said, I will not come and play any match again. And what should he, does she mean in return match? That don't come back and stay, oh yeah, now. I said, no. But there was a spirit in me that was no longer okay with what I was doing. I was stealing money in the hotel. I work in Valencia Hotels. You can come and confirm. We work in the business center. Hotel, any hotel are here? No hotel are here. They used to search before you go out. Sir, let me not say where I used to hide the money. We will hide the money under the socks. We will search everywhere. I was working in the business center. I was a system admin. So when we make like 20,000, we'll record 10,000. The remaining we'll share. When I gave my life to Christ, I was angry with that. So I said, I'm not working business center again. I didn't have boldness to expose others. So me, I left business center. I was the boss anyway. So I was browsing in the one of my offices. When I gave my life to Christ, I heard the Holy Spirit say, you remember that CD-ROM you took out? You need to go and return it. I said, I mean, it lasted for months. One day I was working. He said, this is your computer. There is DVD-ROM there. I said, yes. What you took in Valencia is CD-ROM. I said, yes. So you have to remove that one. Go and return it. I can't argue again. I went to the OR. I said, sir, when I was there, I was a thief. But now I've given my life to Christ. And he said I should restitute. I took this. Something more like this, but I'm returning this. He said, indeed, you have met the Lord. He said, indeed, you have given your life to Christ. And he was also saying, even him, he knows the truth and all of that. But even him now, that as I've come and do this restitution, he has to register to go and do in church. Now, what am I saying? That was the spirit of Christ in my boat. It inspires you. It speaks to you. I'm laying a little foundation. I don't know how long I have, but I'm just bringing you to speed that when you are born of God, the gene of God will grow in you. How come you look like your father? Something from him is in you. Let's not keep deceiving ourselves. So enough of my story. I began to do certain things. So one of my leaders, they asked, how do you know he's born again? I was to do a course and a gospel training. He said, how do you know he's born again? And one of the things he wrote was that it's confession, repentance, restitution, and direction of life after his salvation showed to us that indeed he's born of God. So how do you carry Jesus in your boat in the second part? If you are not born again, this day is a good day. If you are not born yet of God, you cannot be a witch if you have not collected what? Witchcraft spirit. God is spirit, isn't it? And so, you cannot relate with God except you have the spirit of God. How does the spirit of God enter? That's where sin comes in. Repentance of your sin, believing the gospel, a miracle occur. Is somebody hearing me? I assumed that miracle has occurred. I didn't know it was a miracle. I thought it was my decision. That's why I'm hoping you are learning and relearning. Some of us have come out, and that was the reason why we were never going to come out again. You came out by association, by pastor's power to say, and you're like, let me just fire me. But you know you did not fire for anything. You didn't receive the spirit because God is not mocked. I realize when God sees that this man's heart is sincere, he wants to follow me, then he makes it happen. Jesus said in this same John chapter 3, when Nicodemus said, how can these things be? Jesus said, hey, yeah, you don't know. The wind blew it. And nobody can tell where it is coming and where it's going. So is he the next person that will give his life to Christ. The next person God will give birth to. Nobody can tell. We can't know how it happens. It's a miracle. Do you agree with me? Salvation is a miracle. Trace your own. Then you bear witness with me. How did you believe? You can go out in the morning with plan of very delicate evils, but you come back as a saved man because you encounter the Lord. You will encounter God in the name of Jesus. So, let me begin to go down. Your boat is your heart. Please write that down. Carrying Jesus in your boat in the second part. So this is a charge for children of God that either though Christ has been sleeping in your boat, either though it does not even exist in your heart, and you can tell that by your love for sin and your planning for sin and your no fear of God and all of that, please receive Jesus because the days ahead are terrible. They are very terrible. Sir, I didn't know till now that I used to think Illuminati is a rumor. But I have a free-to-hear TV that was beaming stations from Ghana. There's a station they are announcing joining Illuminati. And they show presidents of the world wearing their attire. And they are saying, if you join, you go to anywhere in the world, you have money,
they will connect you to.
As in, I say, hey, now to our face, Babalawo is saying one boy guy is doing something. He has a sack and he will speak a language. He will put on and he's bringing bale of dollars, something that is empty. He will put like a magic and he's announcing it on TV. I say, Eleo ti de Nigeria. My wife works in an NGO that they deal with HIV. Now, the millions they are pouring into the work in the name of HIV, they are very soon. And I said, somebody said, it will not happen. I said, Eduro Sibe. It has happened in America. It has happened everywhere. Gay, lesbians, they are in their millions already in Nigeria. There's a data. My wife, they have this. He said, in Ibadan, she saw the, he said, in my town, we are gay. And one day they will come out and say, human rights, sponsored by America. Jonathan was not allowed to rule again because he said no. Oh God. If you don't have Jesus in your boat, the storm will come. Jesus showed us in scripture, when Jesus is there, you can calm what? The storm. But with faith. So I'm saying, number one, the boat of your life is your heart. He said, behold, I knock. Where? Uh-huh. What will happen? Please, you can help us display that scripture. Jesus is saying, your heart is the boat that is cruising upon the waters of this world. And this world, the water, even the most gentlest water have his own time of storm. Because there's an external wind that must blow. And Jesus said, who is a wise man? A man that hear my word and do it is like a one who builds house on a solid rock. When storm comes, when wind comes, what will happen? It will stay. So your heart is the boat of your life. He said, guide your heart with all diligence. What happens? Out of it comes what? Issues of life. Having said that, how do you now bring Jesus into your heart? How can Jesus sit in the boat of my heart? What is the process for Jesus to sit in the boat of my heart? How do I keep him there? How does he not sleep in the boat of my heart? In case he's in my heart, I know that I carry Jesus. He said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. But the life I now live, I live not by myself, but by the faith of the Son of God, who died and what? And resurrected for me. Now, as I bring us to how do Jesus live in our hearts? I know your mind is already calculating, okay, here, there, there, yes. First, it is the Spirit of Christ that must have his residence in us. What did I call it? Let's quickly go to Ephesians chapter 4. Then I will be bringing us to Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. But first, Ephesians, he made reference to a new man. Jesus is the new man. Ephesians 4. Let's read from verse. Let's read from verse 20. Ephesians 4. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation, the what? Okay, please pay attention to that. That ye put off. So in order for Christ to be in your boat, what must you do first? Please say it if you know it. There must be a putting off. So they are speaking in Ephesians chapter 4 with assumption that this has happened. Because it actually happened on the cross. You enter into it by faith. That when Jesus was crucified, you died with him. That when he was buried, you were buried with him. Your old person. That one that loved to sin. That one that was against God. And that when he resurrected, what happened? You resurrected with him. That was the proof for baptism, isn't it? To bear witness that I have faith that when it happened, I partook of it. And I've always narrated a short movie that we were not there when Adam committed sin, were we? But what he did has influenced and affected generations of man. Abi? And Bible says, believe it, first Adam brought sin, second Adam brought life. If you didn't need faith to be part of first Adam, your faith to be part of the second should not be a struggle. Did somebody hear what I've just said? It's a mystery you must enter into your heart. Bible says, if sin abound because of Adam, what will abound much more? Grace because of the second Adam. I was not there now, so I don't need to be there for Jesus' own. It's just to believe. So I said in a village, like many of us that have watched movies as we're growing, and you saw a old woman not old woman now, let me narrate it the way, maybe I've even shared it last time I came, that a sister, and it was in the farm, very beautiful, like our sisters here, and the prince of this village decided to go and do hunting, and he saw, they almost shoot this other sister. And in the process of that hunting, she got injured, and the prince was going to be caring, and they fell in love. You know, I'm writing his movie, isn't it? And they fell in love. And so this prince decided that he was going to marry the lady because of her beauty and good heart. And since they didn't know Christ, something led to another. She got pregnant, and so she quickly came home and said, I have found a wife. I've been doing backdoor thing. Father, forgive me. Okay, bring the wife home. Only for the girl to come, and the father said, from which village? He said, there is a course running that you must not marry from that place. In fact, anybody that marry from there, if it is found out, the person must be buried, what? Alive. Is it an abomination? Is it a wickedness? To bury a pregnant woman alive, is it not wickedness? And so they carry the woman and they are burying her. And I'm sure you can reason with the story. And she said, Oronla Leda! Oronla Leda! And she's crying and said, I do nothing than to love. And you are killing me. Say, in this village, their women will not give birth. And if they give birth, they will die with pregnancy. From history, does it normally happen? Okay, you are a good student. If it happened, who made it happen? God or Satan? It's a technical question. Okay, we can go to scripture. Some people made a vow. Saul broke the vow. David needed to go and inquire, isn't it? Do you remember what I'm talking about? Some people deceived Joshua, isn't it? And they said, okay, we'll make covenant. We will not touch you. But Saul came. He broke that covenant. When they were now, something was happening to Israel. David went and made inquiry, and God said, your predecessor broke a covenant. So now you have to also do something to... So why is God doing like that? So Satan is accuser of brethren. He knows when something is against God's word and law. That's why he normally allow abomination, rape, many wrong things, so that there will be an accusation and power to enter anywhere. Okay, why am I telling you the story? That happened. God followed the same law. He said, he who knew no sin became sin. He was righteous. So as they were killing Jesus, when they killed Abel, how come blood speaks? Nobody knew about that. But what was Abel's blood asking for? Were you there? Did you hear the voice? But from Matthew, we can say that God said, is the blood of your brother not crying? Say, Oluwa, oh, Egbejami. And we were told that the blood of Jesus speaks better things. What could be better than that of Abel? So what is the blood of Jesus speaking? Now, this is the faith of Christ, and I'll be coming there. So as they were killing Jesus innocently, he said, oh, no. Did you not say, my father, why did you forsake me? So you think Jesus did not say Oro? It was painful. But you know, because of faith he has in God and what they have discussed, say, I lay down my life, isn't it? But they were ignorant of that. He said, because I knew no sin, and you have killed me. So therefore, every man on earth that will put his faith in me, that will believe in me, shall be free from Satan. That was the gospel. That's why it's now good news. Only if you know. Oh, I say only if you know. Satan doesn't like you to know this. Because it's too cheap, too simple, and like, how can it be? That's why it is grace. We don't deserve it. But God said, I can't lose all these human beings I've created. Oh, I will do something. He created another law. Oh, God. Oh, God. So if it can happen on the negative, it can happen on the positive. Now, why did we go that way to bring us to a knowledge? He said, put off concerning the former conversation. The old man. The old man is not, he's a spirit, a person that has a principle and that has a power, because I'm coming to that in Christ, to practicality of carrying Jesus. When Adam disobeyed God and ate the fruit, God said, the day you eat it, you will die. You know, our brother made reference. And thank you for that analogy. That was what I believed, that he was telling them a lie, manipulating the truth. And when that happened, they didn't die physically, isn't it? But God seemed not to be specific about physical or spiritual. But what he has said about death is that my spirit in you will depart. Are we together here? So, in line with what I've started saying, that in the picture of your heart, in the formation at the factory, I wasn't there, but I know by scriptures, God created you and I with a space. And Bible said there is a spirit in man. It is the candle light of God, through which he searches the heart, discerning all that is going on in his belly. God created you physically. You have a soul. And please, your soul is equal to your heart. What did I say? I will prove that to you. The content of your will, emotion, your conscience, the department component of your heart is what the Bible says, what shall it profit a man against the whole world and lose his soul? The soul where you ought to have been saved from the old knowledge and the things that influences your heart to do away and against God. When that spirit of God has not been restored to the department, your compartment where God created for his spirit. Okay, everybody's phone has a SIM slot. Hello? The SIM slot is not specific for Glo, MTN, or Airtel, isn't it? But you can remove MTN from the same port and put another one. When you were created, there's a SIM port meant for the Spirit of God, ab initio, originally. So carrying Jesus in your boat is, we are saying, find restoration. Let there be reconciliation so that Jesus find his place and is seated in your heart, influencing every corner of your being, so that as you move on in the rest of your life, not only for this year, you are what God wanted you to be. Is somebody getting blessed? Yes, now, Adam ate the fruit. There is a spiritual law that was not written or announced. He who you obey is your master. Only that happened, but they told us in the New Testament. Do you not know that was what happened to Adam? They obeyed another voice, and that person took over. So the space that was meant for the Spirit of God, that Spirit of God has departed now, the body, the carcass will stay there. But Bible said they are dead. Oh, you know that people can be breathing, but they are dead. You are dead when you don't have the life of God in you. When God was calling Paul, he said, I have called you so that you can be a minister to me, in Acts chapter 16. He said, so that you will open their eyes. You will Turn them from darkness to light, from power of Satan to the power of God, that may receive forgiveness of sin and inheritance among those that are sanctified. What am I speaking? What am I saying? I'm saying Adam received a new spirit, a demon that cannot be casted out by any pastor. Sorry, sir, you are a deliverance minister. But the only thing that can cast that old man out is the death of Jesus. Hey. That's why I can be a pastor that is not yet born of God. And I am carrying old man. Put off the old man, which is corrupt according to deceitfulness, deceitful lust. How do you put off old man? You must, by faith, believe that what Jesus did is sufficient, and you partake. You now say, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, that you do what? Present your bodies as what? A living sacrifice. What? Holy and acceptable unto the Lord. Then what happened? Be ye transformed. That transform is what we want to read in Ephesians 4 that said, put on the new man. And it is growing according to the image of his creator. You become transformed to the person of Christ to be like Jesus as you are renewed. This gathering is for renewal, sir. Have you not learned from all the sessions? Are you not a better person now? You are renewed every day. You are renewed by the word of God. So when we just say, oh, put on Jesus into your boat by reading Bible, it may not be benefit to you if you just hear it like that. The more you have entrance to the word of God, the more you are renewed. Be transformed by the renewer. Be transformed into what God wants. Be transformed to the sons of God. Be transformed into your glory by the renewal of your mind. And then he now said, by which you can also discern what is the perfect and acceptable will of God. Let's go back to Ephesians 4. He now said, and put on the new man, which is after what? 24, sir. 24. Ephesians 4, 24, sir. He said, and put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Let me proceed. So, when by faith you have believed what Jesus did, the Spirit of Christ enters. So, I'll do a little analysis on that, but let's write this down. Who is Jesus that must be in your boat? First, you must put into your boat and understand the person of Jesus. What did I call it, sir? What did I call it, man? The person of Jesus. So please let me write Jesus. Capital on your notes. Number one is person. And put space. Come down. Number two is purpose. Number three is principles. Number four is power. Under number two, that is purpose, puts a baby. 2-1 is passion. And I'm trusting God that as we go through this, you will have understood how practically, as a in reference to practical Christian living, you will have Christ in your boat in the second half. We upon on the foundation that we have heard. But before we proceed on that, we will come to that. I needed to quickly list it so that we don't leave it untouched. Sir, when am I supposed to stop? Sir? 12:10. So I have 30 more minutes. Okay, God will help us in Jesus' name. Are you getting blessed, ma? Okay. In Isaiah chapter, is it 11 now? Verse 2. Let somebody read for us. I want somebody to read, so me, I'm not going to read. Stand and read. Okay, read from verse 1 so we have context. There shall be a comfort, a rod out of the stem of Jesse. So it's speaking futuristic. You are not reading King James, right? Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Now, did you see Bible put capital Lord, right? That's the Lord God. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. Please sit down. Thank you. The reason why you need to know why this is important, if you're a Bible student, you will have seen that Bible says these are the seven spirits of God. Have you heard something like that before? In Revelation, where they were talking about, I look behind that, there's a candlestick, isn't it? Okay. It was the Lord Jesus that this prophecy is about, true of us. So meaning the person of Jesus has in him what? How many spirits did you count here? Okay. Now the gospel is saying when you believe in Christ, you receive the spirit of Christ. Are we together on that? And I told you that when God formed you and I, there is a space where his spirit ought to reside. But the old man took that space. So every man was born in sin. Not because you were a virgin that made you not to be a sinner. You were born what? In sin, in that nature. For all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. Bible now says, when Christ now takes his place back, then you have the hope of manifesting what? The glory of God. Now, having said that, to carry Jesus in your boat is to find that you are able to restore these seven spirits in the candlestick. The Bible said there's a spirit in man and it's the candlestick of God where he lights it up to see what is going on. Now, these seven spirits ought to be the fire on the candlestick that is burning your hearts. Are we together here? Salvation, I'm sure we were taught, sir, that something happened to our spirit. It became alive, isn't it? And because our spirit became alive, the spirit of God gained entrance, not just for theology, practically. And I shared my own testimony. Your thoughts, which is part of your heart, began to be renewed, isn't it? Is somebody following me? As your thought is changing, as your mind is changing, your emotions and will is also changing. Before you will decide to fight, you will decide to lie because of how you felt. But now you don't mind. Even if they blame you, you say the truth. So, salvation is after our heart, is after our soul. Now, when before now you were ignorant and not part of commonwealth of Israel, Bible says you did what Satan wanted, through lust. We were fulfilling the lust of the flesh. And when the Spirit of God comes, it fires up our will, our thoughts, our emotion, our logical reasoning, and our decisions were now correct. That's the simple gospel. That's what God is doing every day. If the fear of the Lord is burning in your heart, the beginning of what? Wisdom. We run from sin when the fear of God is still burning. All of us must live by fire. Everybody is living by fire. Sir, the Bible said that if I look at a woman and lust after her, that I have just sparked a fire. You know, I said, can somebody put fire? And it will not burn him. Hello? He said, I can begin to desire money, then another fire. Which fire are you living by? That's my question to you. Is it by the spirit of understanding? Because of salvation, you can now understand the mind of God, sir. You know the purpose for living. You know the direction to take. The spirit of knowledge, you know the will of God. You know who should marry, who should not marry. When they say do not marry an unbeliever, is that you are not on the same page. He said a carnal man cannot understand the things of God. He said because they are spiritually discerned. The seven spirits of God has a role to play in our further movement and exploits in the second half. The spirit of power, the spirit of counsel, the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of wisdom and understanding. They are all fires that should be burning our hearts so that our heart is on fire, on the right fire. So we can burn for God. You can know what you should do, what you should not do. You manifest grace. You manifest power of God. And then you are a blessed man. I think it's 1 Peter or is it 2 Peter that said, add to your faith diligence, brotherly kindness. And he said, if you do these things, you will not be unfruitful in the works of Christ. So I've able to let us know that Isaiah 11 is giving us what we should carry, not only on Jesus, but even you and I. This spirit should be operating from our bosom. Say, out of him shall flow rivers of living water, those that believe. And said, the Lord is the spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Paul said, check, if you are still in faith, how come you don't know if Christ is still in you? What I brought to you this morning is carrying Christ in your boat is to be sure that you are together. You can hear him. He can hear you. So, the first thing we wrote down about Jesus now, the thing that must be in your boat, Jesus, renewal of mind, knowledge that must be in you, understanding that must be in you, so that for the second half, you will be fruitful and for the rest of your life. What is the number one I wrote down? It's person. The person of Christ. Which scripture says, let this mind be in you? Philippians chapter what? Chapter 2? Is it verse 15 or verse what? Who is a Bible teacher here? Can we read Philippians 2, 5? Let this mind be in you. Okay, which was also being Christ Jesus. What was that mind? Let's read it now. Who being in the form of God, what did he do? Thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but what happened? But made himself of what? And took upon him the what? And was what? Can we go further? And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. What did we start this scripture with? Let this mind be in you. And where was this mind found? In Christ. And they told us what the mind made him do. Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Matthew chapter what? 20. Yeah? Matthew 11, 28 and 29. Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. That's the gospel. He showed all the crusade. That's what we are saying. But verse 29, what did he say? Pastor, why are you not giving me the scripture? Take my yoke upon you and do what? No, not from. Off. There is a learning from. The meaning is different from learning of. Just like I will give you another assignment. Faith of Christ is different from faith in Christ. And many scriptures are Translation, they have confused the body of Christ. Where the Bible says faith of Christ, they put faith in Christ. They have misled us. They are not the same. Learn of my person. You know, I told you the first thing you must carry in your boat is becoming like Jesus through learning of his person. You must adopt the person of Christ. That's when he will be in your boat. Oh. Did somebody hear me? If you don't adopt and adapt to the person of Jesus, you are not going to heaven. He said, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. What should you do? Hear him. Oh, in Deuteronomy, he gave a warning. He said, I will send another prophet that will be like Moses. When they were saying, we don't want to hear God again. We don't want to hear God again. This thing, we will die. God said, they have spoken well. Tell them, a day is coming. I will send another prophet as unto you. If they refuse to hear him, I will require their life because of their disobedience. When Jesus said, I'm not judging you. What will judge you is my words. When John came, they said, are you the prophet? They knew that somebody must come that they must listen to because God has given a verdict. The person of Jesus is a person of lowliness of heart. Our pastor was telling us about not having pride, isn't it? So that we can do well. Jesus said, learn of me. This learning in Lamentation chapter 3, verse 27. He said it's better that a young man carry a man carry his yoke in the day of his youth. You learn Jesus when you are young because the school is a long school. Ask elders in the house, they are still learning God. You are still learning God. Learn of me. Nobody graduates from this school until we see Jesus in glory. Even that the GO is still in school. Say, you this stupid boy. No. He has said it by himself. Because Jesus is the master. That everybody didn't die for our salvation. There have been great men before him. There will be greater men after him. Did he not say you will be greater than him? So you don't want to be greater than your father. Learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And he said the result of that is you will find rest unto your souls. The person of Jesus that we are learning and we must learn is the person that, if you go back to that scripture, he did not think is anything. In this second half of the year, sir, practically speaking, let your guards down. Let me tell your neighbor, no more buga. You know that song said buga, don't join them. Eh? Stop the bugaing. Live as Christ did. Let the person of Christ overwhelm you. You know, as a father, training boys, and father of boys in the house can testify. I don't know where we get the energy from. Jesus came, and Peter just disobeyed, isn't it? And went a fishing. How many of you know that Peter ought not to go a fishing? Okay, Jesus came and said, children, have you what? Any bread, any food? And my wife said, I want to be like Jesus. So, say if he was Jesus, say Peter, Peter, you want him over with Bunkali Lori, Peter, you disappointed me. You will express your emotion of disappointment, won't you? You are likely going to get angry. But we saw our master. He said, children, Ewajem, how did he get the food? You know, they came and met him cooking. And when he was going to rebuke Peter, he said, Pitoro. He said, yes, sir. Do you love me? What an enlarged personality. I've heard concerning Daddy Gio that many provincial pastors are terrible thieves. Say, am I exposing them? No. They said they were the one who have contracts in camp, and some people will bring empty tank in the name of their supply oil. So when I began to hear stories, I said, and that is not ignorant of these things. But he has a large heart to tolerate. And I see why he's still growing and growing large. The person of Jesus. You are cha-cha. Nothing touch you. I don't take nonsense. You know what? You will not grow. You are already pegged. Because you can't tolerate. You will not even give people room to repent and say, Daddy, I want to confess. Confess was, you see. And then they are saying, I spoke this about you. I spoke that about you. I don't know if this prayer is a curse. But if I want to pray for you, based on what I am going through and what I've gone through and what I'm learning, I will say, may the Lord train you. But if you are going to follow Jesus, you know, we just read, they said he became obedient to the death. Abi, if you go to Hebrews chapter 5, can you give me Hebrews chapter 5? The person of Jesus, they said he was God, kind of. Hey, am I saying kind of? That's error. He was God. But Bible said what? He denied that God part of himself. He did not think God was robbing him to make him man and lose all the God thing. That he became man, and when he was found in man, as a man, he became humble to the point of death. Hebrews chapter 5, can you give us verse 8? Although Jesus were a son. Please, do you have amplified that is classic amplified? Does anybody have classic amplified here? Do you have it? This is BBE. Okay, let's check. Although he was a son, give us one. Go back to the BBE. Let's try BBE. I needed it to come simple. And though he was a son, through the pain which he underwent, the knowledge came to him of what it was to be under God's orders. Does it come as I want it? Okay, go to verse 9. Let me check that. And having been perfected, he became to all of them that obey him, author of eternal salvation. Bible says he was son. He learned obedience by the things he suffered. What I needed to bring out of that is the person of Jesus that you must adopt for you to do well in the new rest of the year is humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. That in due time, what will he do? He will lift you up. Stop the fight. Stop the agitation. These things that Jesus came to do, there were people that tried it before him. Anna was one. Before Anna got his promise, not knowing that it was God that was using her as an example, Anna was fighting who? Penina. But when Anna stopped fighting Penina and said, oh God, God was waiting just for that. If you read the book of where was the story? 1 Samuel. You will see Bible said twice in that chapter 1, God closed her womb. Please, what was her sin? Not recorded. None. No, before then, Bible said God closed her womb. So God was looking for a prophet. And he has found a potential in Anna. That this woman has capacity to release the son to me. But she has a character that cannot yet make me bring her into that. So let me pass her through suffering of pain as he did for his son. That Bible said even though he was a son, God released him to evil men. Hebrews chapter 12 now says, everybody have done things by faith. Even Anna, they got their children because they believe. He said, but Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. Learn him and endure all the hardship that is coming your way so that you will not lose heart. I'm quoting scripture, Hebrews 12, from verse 1 down. When they now started speaking like that, they now got to a place. They said, when you hear suffering, say, do not lose your heart. Because if God loves you and is the one that has born you, born again, you will suffer. You will be disciplined. Because if you are not disciplined, you are a vagabond. Which discipline are they talking about? When you tell a lie, God will come and slap you. No! You have not even committed any sin. But because you carry a nature that is sinful, despite that the Spirit of God is in you, God had to put Jesus on the cross to teach us a lesson that until your body is subject to pain and suffering, you cannot overcome it. Paul said, I put my body under so that after I have preached, I will not find myself in hell. So in the new calendar year, stop living anyhow. Learn that practically you must subject to the Spirit of Christ. The same Spirit that was in Jesus in Mary and he gave birth to a physical Jesus is the same Spirit that enters you. And he said, if that Spirit enters, it will mortify your mortal bodies. The person of Jesus is a humble person, is a lowly person, is a person that does not mind to endure, and then he will be glorified. As you read the Bible, put these four P's or five P's in your mind. The person of Jesus, the what? Purpose of Jesus, the principles of Jesus, the power of Jesus, and I said under the purpose, the passion of Jesus. So because of my time, I have 10 more minutes. Let me quickly push. So I think you already have insight into the person of Jesus. He was born again. What did I say? Did they not tell Mary? The Spirit of God will come upon you. And the holy thing, because that time it was a godly spermatozoan. He said, the godly thing that will be formed on you shall be called the Son of God. It was a miracle. Hey, what did I say? If Jesus was born by miracle, how do you think you become born again by your decision? Your own salvation must be a miracle. So he was born. What we now came and say, oh Lord Jesus, I've lived a reckless life. Lord, I'm sorry. And by that repentance, God said, And then your hearts receive deliverance. You just say, you start thinking right. You are now churchy. You are loving the word of God. The best thing that I noticed that happened when I gave my life to Christ is I can hit Bible from morning till night. And that's why I said, this salvation that is making you kwashoko, go and check it again. When I gave my own life to Christ, Bible is my friend. But you, when you want to sleep, that's when you carry Bible. Say, No, the Spirit has not entered. When they say evangelism, you say, whoa. Me, I used to run for evangelism in Chika because I was not yet born again. And when they are going, I say, all this my girlfriend will see you. They say, you? So when they say evangelism, motik bebe. But when I gave my life to Christ, I want to tell everybody. See, I've told you about my sinful life now. It was not a shame anymore. If you want to clap for Jesus, clap for Jesus. You don't understand. It's a spirit. And I'm trusting God that this program will not end without you receiving that spirit. And if your own is sleeping, you will arise in the name of Jesus. That's why we need a revival, sir. Revival is to revive the Spirit of Christ. He said, awake, all ye that sleepeth. And what will happen? Christ will give you light. So, enough of the person of Christ. Please study more on this. Now, the next thing is, I say what? The purpose of Christ. In the remaining half of the year, as you seek to be formed in the image and conformed to his image in Romans chapter 8, he said, those who he has called, he has justified, that they may be conformed to the image of his son. That's his person. As that is happening to you, you must live for his purpose. You must decide now, what is the purpose of Christ on earth? For what reason was Jesus birthed? He said somewhere that my meat is to do the will of my Father. In Hebrews, he said, a body you have prepared for me. I have come in the multitude of your book to do what? To do thy will, O God. But we saw that Jesus, how God was in Jesus Christ, reconciling the world, what? Back to himself. And I write another gospel. How Christ wants to be in you, reconciling
the word back to his father. The same thing God did with Jesus, he wants to do with us. God entered Jesus and he was going about doing good. How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with Holy Ghost and what? And power. Who went about what? Healing those who are oppressed of Satan. Hallelujah. Because God is with him. Emmanuel, God with us, is equal to Spirit of Christ inside of you. If you recognize it, you will stand tall. You will overcome Satan without praying. Say, Pastor, I should not pray. No, you will pray. As in, you know who you are. I know who I am. I'm walking power. I'm walking miracle. I live a life of favor. I know who I am. Do you really know who you are? That trend in your family, I speak by the utterance of God. That is not of God. That trend is ending in the name of Jesus. But I challenge you, please go and end it. Get to your house today. Say, according to the dictates and the word of God, this, because I belong to Christ and he's here in me, no more. And you shall testify in the name of Jesus. On that same note, you can declare what is not as if they are. I'm telling you, even me, we are walking in boldness. Sir, if you confess, you grow every day. And you come to reality of some knowledge, isn't it? I say, Mulagbara yi no. Let me just share this on purpose. When we got to Kagini five years ago, and I was waiting on God, like, it's a new church. So, you know, we still have so much eager to say, Lord, what do we do here? And I was waiting. I was watching this Christian channel, Olive TV, then. I've been searching it. It's no longer on that free to air. There's a woman in London with a brother. They were preaching. And I think I was resonating with the things they were saying because I hear yes to know who is not on Christ. And so I decided to call in. I said, please, woman of God, please pray with me that I want God to reconfirm what he has told me. I don't want to do this work in assumption. And so she said, oh, no problem, sir. So now I said, brother, pray. That's the person beside her. And the brother was praying. So when he finished praying, she said, sorry, I'm not sure if you say man or God, say, sir, as our brother was praying, the Lord said I should tell you to wait on him, that he wants to show you something. I said, I'm actually waiting. So when my wife came, I said, I'm going to alone with God. I will be distracted there. So I was to stop every day. So I packed my load. That night, I had an encounter. Oh, God. I'm talking about purpose. I've had several confirmations to know that I have a calling. And if you are called by God here and you are in doubt, by the same grace that has given boldness and assurance, may the Lord open your eyes in the name of Jesus. May you realize that which you are about in God in the name of Jesus. What I saw, I woke up from that bed. I fell. I was shaking. I was shivering. And I was happy. I said, wow, just like that. Oh, you Lord, you really came for me. And I grew in boldness. I knew my purpose. I now know that there's also timing. I know my message. And I know what God has promised. So in the second half, seek to know the purpose that you have in Christ. Christ has a purpose. And let me tell you, his purpose is not for you to make money and live flamboyant. His purpose is that in your own calling, if it includes money making, you will know what the money is meant for. Are you with me? His purpose, anything you claim to be a purpose that is outside the gospel of Christ, you are in error. Look at our father, Daddy Gio. He wanted to be the youngest VC. Is it not a good ambition? All of that. You don't need to be the pastor of a church. Oh. Don't misquote me. Oh. But your purpose that is not in Christ and his reconciliation work is a lie. Daddy will not tell you how much of his personal money has entered into this church.
I'm sorry, sir, you didn't tell me, but I'm believing that based on what I know of your faith, and I know what we do. Thank God for my wife. When I'm being careful about the money, say, okay, ile, unje, children's school fees. Thank God for my wife. She said, maybe the children's church, maybe we need to, so she will, I say, anyone you decide, so she will be the one to bring the lump sum. I say, thank you, Father. Because my burden is, Lord, give me something. Let me, I want this. Let this happen. Let that happen. But my wife also will discern it. Sometimes I say, can we have this? The purpose of Christ is that men will know the truth. Young sisters here, raise your hand. Young brothers, raise your hand. Please, can I give you a challenge now? From today, repent of your lack of evangelism. Sister, and I'm speaking to you specifically. You see those children around you, 10 upward, you can preach to them. You may be ashamed and not very balanced to say, Daddy, I want to preach to you. Leave Daddy. Is everybody hearing me? Preach the gospel. A soul is a soul. Leave about Jesus and see if he will not take care of you. Oh God, I wish I can tell you everything. He has blessed me. Oh, what did I say? I don't have shame. Illegitimate. My father and mother did not marry. Came like that. Struggled through life. Waek, jam, everything. Came to distant learning. Struggling. But while I was ignorant of him, he was arranging for my life. But I realized something was consistent. I loved the Lord. I loved the Lord. We grew in Central Parish. I was a church rat. Always there. Serving errand. But it was also that there was an entrance into the Word of God. I didn't even know, but I saw that there was a way that the team would come and they were like, hey, there's something. So some elders called me aside. I remember specifically Deacon Ezagba. Secular day, be preparing sermon. Just be writing messages. Before we now began to get understanding. Let me just inform you. Don't let anybody deceive you that it's not everybody that will preach the gospel. It's a lie. If you carry the Spirit of Christ, the only thing that Spirit wants to do is to preach. Immediately Saul received the Spirit, he started preaching. How do you receive it and you didn't preach? And Jesus said, when everybody has carried the craze, then he will rend it. If you know that your going abroad is tied to this, you will quickly start preaching. Because I'm announcing under God now, sir. Light has come to those who sit in darkness. We are in a stage that God is sending his men out. Oh, something will happen. Immigration, voila, all those things. A job. All of it is, if you are correct under God, God will use your traveling out as a platform. Knowing that since you have started here, when you get there, you will not close your mouth. But you want to travel out and have a good life when you are not preaching the gospel. That slot, God will close it and say, I have a better parking. That scholarship that you, people are looking for, he can come to you. If God says, this boy, every morning he's reading Bible and he has known so much, now you need to go and explode somewhere. This is it. They didn't teach us. And when I began to enter into this, if God give me space, I said, they would think I'm a prosperity preacher, but am I not? Did Jesus not come to prosper us? But I will teach you prosperity by purpose, activation, and vision empowerment. Do you have something to do? I have regrets, sir. I said, I had skill. I had wisdom. I got double promotion from nursery 2. I entered primary 2. I didn't read primary 1 in my life. I did commercial primary 5. But all of those, no guidance, nothing. I said, over 40 now. So when I see youth, I say, don't waste away. When I'm teaching people in Central Parish, then workers in training, by grace, so they will say, Kolade, if we know what you know at your age, we will not be where we are. Directors of organizations. But what did I know? Just the truth. We go on evangelism. So, when Pastor Peter came, for 5 years, evangelism was dead in Central Parish. But the little zeal that I was manifesting, I was appointed the HOD of evangelism. and several other works. I was just loving God, serving God. I was working. Boom, anything they said we should do. Youth fellowship. We were the one doing things. Why are you a youth and your own skill, grace, is not for God? Why? It was in that I'm not a professional pastor. But God was the one arranging that. You cannot serve God and be useless. Purpose of Christ, live for it. If you are married here, husband and wife hearing me, in a week, please have a day that two of you will go out in the night, evangelize. Use each other's body and boldness. Say, honey, let's go for evangelism. Family evangelism. Good morning, sir. Good morning. God bless you. Can we have a word with you? Yes. Do you know Jesus is coming back? They don't talk and say, but if he come, will he meet you? You know, the day you die, your own Jesus has come. Say, I won't die. Say, no, you won't die in Jesus' name. But if you die, where will you go? Do you know that if you do not finish breaking the hammer, that person is going, you have prayed. He say, if I die, and he's sleeping, if I die, he say, tomorrow morning I'm going to church. He didn't come to your church, but do you know everyone is ignorant of who has sparked it? Why are you not understanding? So live for purpose, and I've told you it's not outside the gospel, the word of God. Explain the Bible to somebody to want. Do children club. You see these children? They love the Lord. Teach them a song. Innovate. You are a graphic artist. Artistically, graphically design the Bible. Make someone blessed by something in you. Pray, Lord, what must I do? That was what Paul asked, and he asked right. Abby? Immediately the light came. He said, Lord, what must I do? He said, you will be told. May the Lord reveal his purpose for you in Jesus' name. The third one is principle, isn't it? The principles of Christ are the characters and the ways of his life. And we can also see it in principles of the apostles. How they give attention to the word of God, how they pray, how they fast, the way they do their things, how they say everybody should walk with their hand, how they live in their marriage. The principles of Christ, principles of the kingdom. How we must not live in borrowed life, even though sometimes, you know, look as if maybe you can borrow for business, but, you know, we don't want to advocate it. How you live by faith. Are we together here? How you give to the needy. How you don't come to church only with your offering, but with another envelope and say, Lord, lead me to someone I will bless today. Is somebody hearing me? Give and it shall be given. Is that what he say? Say it's better to give than to receive. So let that be your principle from today. After your offering and your tithe, what was the next envelope? A blessing envelope. And do like me. When you come, say, Holy Spirit, who, and the Holy Spirit will say, that person. And now you give the person, and the person will say, thank you, quietly. And one day the person will say, do you know that envelope was answer prayer? Principle of Christ. How you want to serve without receiving anything in return. How you pour water on the hand of your Elijah so that you can receive your own double portion. They may not preach it. Learn it. How you serve one another, brotherly love. How you follow up people on behalf of pastor so that the church will grow. How you let go offense easily. Principles of the kingdom are the characters of the spirit that we carry. And then, the passion of Christ is the zeal of your house as what? Consumed me. Your passion will push your purpose. When you discover purpose, there will be a passion after it. And then the power of Christ. Please, I announce to you, and I pray for you, the power of God will manifest in your life. You must carry with a conscience that you carry power. Manifest the power of Christ. I'm a young boy. I'm still young. But sir, I am humbled. When I used to tell people that they think I'm one powerful pastor. I'm not old. No. I would just have a burden. I said, we are going to do 3 Friday vigils. I think God is about to bless us. You know, when we quote God, they used to think, our Lord, I shake hand. Oh, somebody didn't get what I'm saying. You know, I like to confess. People used to think, somebody can say, Daddy, how do you used to hear God? I want to hear God too. I said, when a knowledge drop in my spirit and it's not going, and it's strong, and I have over time, know that when I do not declare it, later I will regret. Say, I think, and then God has used different things to confirm. So when is a word of knowledge, we know by experience. So we know that the power of God manifests around his word, the one he reveals. So, for example, I had a dream. And I saw that we were praying for a brother in church. And that in that dream, I was manifesting word of knowledge, saying God is breaking a yoke in this family. So on Sunday morning, and I said, Brother Edward, come out. And he came out. I said, Church, stretch your hand. I didn't need to confess to them I had a dream. And in the name of Jesus, and I laid my hands on him. And the second day, he got a job after years of joblessness. He came to church the next Sunday. He said, he's not understanding. He looks stage managed. How can we pray for him on Sunday? And he got a job on Monday. Everybody say, power. So everybody was like, pastor, you prayed yesterday. And I said, Tishi, I had faith that for God to have revealed it, that's the next thing he wanted to do. So your power, knowledge, and manifestation is exercise your spirit so you can pick what God is saying. If it, where the word of God is, there's power. So you must walk into the new year with consciousness that if I'm a child of God, I carry power. But that power will not manifest until you express it in faith. We had three Friday vigils, and it was about, oh God, give me my daily bread. And I was teaching how daily bread is not just food. Grace, anointing, different things. But I was saying God is saying particularly he wants to give us things. And part of the utterance was that we will receive free things. Motto. Everybody say amen. Some people smile. But I believe what I was teaching. And the next week, me, I got a free car. People started getting job. And so it was like, And I'm just confessing. Sometimes when they share some of the testimony, I say, are you sure it's not coincidental? So I'm just confessing. But you see, on the inside, we believe that this is how God works. This is how God works. This is how God works. So you need to train your spirit in the remaining of the year. Walk in power. You have power. Everybody say, I have power. Sing that song again. I'm walking power. I'm walking miracle. I live a life of favor. I know why. Do you know Pastor Chris made a confession, sir? I'm rounding up. I'm going. Pastor Chris made a confession. He said in his room, he would say, I am blessed in the name of Jesus. I cannot be poor in the name of Jesus. I am anointed. I heal the sick. He said, this is what I do. And I speak in tongues. I psych myself. Say, when I come out, it happens. Because you have seen it. Bible says God has blessed us with every spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. Although with grace and time, you will know which one is your home. Which miracle, which gift. And then, Bible says, gift of a man make way for him. May you shine in the name of Jesus. Let's bow our heads. Let's bow our heads. I would like us to humbly talk to God. Ask the Lord, please, you can be seated. Just bow your heads and say, Lord, I want to carry you in my boats. And maybe you are here, the word of God was coming, and you know that God has been speaking specifically. You need to make a commitment to God. Please come to this altar. You may be born again, but you need to make that bold step. Say, Lord, I'm starting afresh. I'm receiving grace on this altar. I would like to pray with you. I would like to ask God to release grace unto you. For this second half, say, Lord, I need empowerment in my spirit, man. I need my heart to be on fire. I am resonating with the word I have heard, but I need you to help me now. I want to live for you. I want to live for your grace. I want to be on fire. I want my spirit to be renewed. I don't want to be quashocked anymore. Please, as you are there, talk to God. Say, Lord, fresh fire, fresh fire, fresh fire. Do a miracle in my heart. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Holy Spirit, come on me now. Come on me now. Holy Spirit, come on me now. Let there be fire in my bones. Let there be fire in my spirit. Let there be fire that I may live for you, that you will be in my heart to do your work. Holy Spirit, come on me. Makat holy nana matalia. Elebo shatadeboya. Makatana na sohida vitabia. Receive that grace. Receive that grace. Receive that fire in the name of Jesus. Mapo shatana hikatedi brodaya. Holy Spirit, let there be power. Fresh unction in the name of Jesus. Fresh fire in the name of Jesus. Let every unclean thing be dead now. Let there be fresh unction in the name of Jesus. Receive that impartation in the name of Jesus. Receive that power in the name of Jesus. Receive that power in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let there be fresh power in the name of Jesus. Fire in your bones. In the name of Jesus. 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 Yes. Let there be fire in your bones in the name of Jesus. Receive fresh unction in the name of Jesus. Lord, do your miracle in this heart. In the name of Jesus. 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 Receive a fresh tongue. Receive a fresh fire. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, help this vessel. Holy Spirit, empower this vessel. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. A new beginning. In the name of Jesus. A new day. A new dawn. In the name of Jesus. By the help of the Holy Ghost. By the help of the Holy Ghost. Sing a new song. Yes, no more tears. Sing a new song in the name of Jesus. Let there be a renewal. In the name of Jesus. 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 Let there be partition of grace upon you. Grace for grace. Glory to glory. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Your hands are blessed. In the name of Jesus. Your hands are blessed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It's the Lord that does his work. Just lift your hands and receive that which only him can give to you. I don't know what your hunger is, but I believe God now that there will be a drop upon everyone. Holy Spirit, please, you know us now. Receive of God. Receive of God. Receive of God. Receive of God. For those who are hungry for fire, receive fire from the Lord to do his work, to live for him. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, take us over. Holy Spirit, we surrender to you. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead and begin to call upon him. Oh, mashikata da ba da ba da ba. Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost.